Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus. However you found us, we're glad you did. Your smart speakers as well. Problem is, depending on how smart your speaker is, it's not Canty or Carlin. It's Nick Friedell, our ESPN. Man, I feel like calling you an NBA reporter sells you short because you cover so many different things. But the best, I say this, dude, I say this off mic on SportsCenter. I'm Randy Scott, by the way. I say this when we're dialing you in for hits. I'm like, best pipes in the building. Best pipes on campus. You sound like a young Tom Thibodeau, and I mean that with a ton of respect.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. I hope the language is a little cleaner than Tibbs. So I hope we can get through the next 4 hours without a Tibbs-size outburst. But I have to tell you, as you say that, I called my mom just before we were about to start here, and she said, "Who are you working with today?" And I said, "Randy Scott." And she goes, "Oh, my gosh, I love Randy."
Hey!
She watched you and Nicole for so long on that morning Sports Center, and she loves you. So I know that's the demo you're going for, like all the older moms out there. But shout out to Donna and the Randy Scott fan club because they exist for sure.
It's a club of one, but I will tell you. Because tell her, you know, even Nicole left. You know, she went to Knights. She went to work with John Anderson and Bucci Gross and the whole crew. So, you know, Max McGee and them and Michael Eves. So, all right. Well, I listen, Donna. This one, is she listening?
She's in the car drive right now. No doubt she's got it on Sirius XM for sure.
Is she down in Florida? Is that
absolutely Orlando, down there in Orlando?
Roger that. All right, so blast the AC, Donna. Stay cool. We'll try not to bore you to tears. It's Canty and Carlin, which is presented by Progressive Insurance. You can call in to the program 888-SAY-ESPN's the phone number. That's 888-729-3776. These are the days, and it's tough. It's tough in the summer to sort of reset your top story, your A block, you know, your first block of the show, because you think you lock it in at whatever time we met, I don't know, 12:30, 12 o'clock, because there's not a whole lot going on. You know, it is the summer. You know, they got baseball, you got the Subway Series, fine, but we're keeping an eye on Deshaun Watson. We're keeping an eye on Lamar Jackson's contract. You know some of the hot button issues, and we will get the latest on it. We have, you know, football talk with Chris Canty himself. We've got the head coach of Notre Dame's football team, Marcus Freeman, going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour as well, and we'll talk football with Rob Ninkovich in the 5 o'clock hour. But, you know, we thought we had this thing locked in, and then two words that you love to see when you're looking for a new lead: surprise press conference. Maybe that's three words. Donna, forget about the counting. But Kyler Murray, Nick, Kyler Murray gets out there. You're the face of your franchise, if you're the Arizona Cardinals, gets out there, calls a surprise press conference, and addresses sort of the elephant in the room for the last few days there in Arizona, and that is the clause in his contract mandating that he has to have a certain number of weekly film study hours, 4 of them, and that they can't be what was it? It can't be video game hours?
Yeah, you can't have the video games running while you're studying.
Right. Okay, and that's written into a 9-figure contract, and it got out. It became public, and he got out today and defended himself. Nick, when you saw that, I don't know about you. For me, it was like a car wreck. You just couldn't look away.
Why in the world did the Cardinals allow that to become public? Well, that was my first question. And if you're Kyler Murray, Randy, you got to be like, oh, no. Because it's gone from, wow, Kyler's getting paid a lot, to does Kyler Murray actually put in the time to want to be the best? That's quickly where the conversation turned. And so to see all that play out, Man, I kept thinking was, if you're the Cardinals, actually, this works out in their favor because now it's on notice that you want this guy to study more, the face of your team. But if you're Kyler Murray, you have got to feel very frustrated and embarrassed that this is the takeaway when you're signing for this type of money.
One of those words in particular, the embarrassing word, the embarrassment word, was very much on people's minds as he took the mic. As Kyler Murray got up there and addressed the media, here's part of what he had to say, addressing those who question his work ethic.
To think that I can accomplish everything that I've accomplished in my career and not be a student of the game and not have that passion and not take this serious is almost, it's disrespectful, and it's almost a joke, you know. I'm flattered, you know. I'm honestly flattered that y'all think that at my size I can go out there and not prepare for the game and not take it serious. It's disrespectful. I feel like to my peers, to all the great athletes and great players that are in this league. This game's too hard to play the position that I play in this league. It's too hard.
Okay, I agree with him. Having never played it, nor will I. Nick, I bruise like a peach. I'm never going to play professional football. All right, contact sports at that level. It is a tough business. He's been on the wrong side of some hits. You know, injuries have certainly impacted the last couple seasons for him. But they invested this money, the Cardinals did, $230.5 million, and they put this clause into it. So the clause goes in for a reason, right? I mean, it stands to reason that they saw something either in his preparation habits, or they heard something about his prep habits, or they saw something on Sundays that they just didn't like. And so you don't put this clause in there for a reason. But I would also pose this. If you're Kyler Murray and it's that disrespectful, why'd you sign the contract?
Amen. Scream it from the rooftops.
Why'd you sign it?
Why did you put your name to the paper, or why didn't you say to your agent, hey, I don't want this potentially becoming public, so let's pop this out of there. Because if you're the Arizona Cardinals, Randy, you and I have been doing this a long time. There is no way in hell they're putting that in writing if they don't want to see something change. There's no reason to. If they thought it wasn't an issue, it never would have been in the contract in the first place, especially the way it's written about keeping away from video games. I mean, it was very specific. So to hear Kyler Murray come out and say what he did, I understand it, but I'm also jaded enough as a reporter having done it this long that it certainly sounded like his agent or those close to him said, okay, here are the points that you need to hit when you make your first comments. And he's saying, you know, it was a little disrespectful and it was kind of a joke. Well, yeah, but you signed the contract. And this is the one that your team is putting in front of you for $200+ million. So there is blame to go all around for the PR aspect of it. But if you're Kyler Murray, you put your name down there, and I probably would have done the same thing if somebody was offering me that much money, but the backlash was quick as soon as we found out about that part of the deal.
And it should have been, and it's not just the amount of money. It's not just this is one of the most coveted jobs in professional sports. There are only 32 of them, and Kyler Murray has done so at such a high level. But there, you know, the problem with something like this is the internet never forgets, and the internet will hold on to receipts. So you go back to Kyler Murray's interview with the New York Times back in, I believe this was 2021. I'm going to make sure and get that right. But he was kind of patting himself on the back when he talked about his ability to not have to prepare. This is the quote. This is actually, hold on now, via Sarah Kiesel of 98.7 Arizona Sports. He goes, I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit there and kill myself watching film. I don't sit there for 24 hours and break down this team and that team and watch every game because in my head, I see so much. I think I was blessed with the cognitive skills to just go out there and just see it before it happens. All right? So you can't say that and then get upset if your team's like, hey, maybe we want you to actually study just a little bit. And coming back to your point, Nick, because it's an important one and it's a good one, the fact that this became public, that's certainly not Kyler's fault. Obviously, he didn't want it out. If you're the team, you don't want it out either, right? You don't want the front office sort of, I don't know, hedging its bet and having to mandate this of its player. So who is a likely, without getting reckless and pointing fingers, who in that building stands to gain by outing their quarterback like this? Someone involved in the process has an issue with Kyler Murray to the point where this becomes public.
No question, because they want that addendum to this, Randy, to be out there so that there's a focus on it. Because the first time the Cardinals lose this year, wherever it is, you know people are screaming from the stands, "Hey, Kyler, put down the video games, my man. Get back in that playbook and study a little more." It's going to happen instantaneously. So if you're the Cardinals, you're doing one of those in-house checks on who put this out there and why. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to sign your franchise quarterback and immediately piss him off in the same breath. So there are a lot of different ways to go at it. But that was my first thought, too, is who in that organization would get to a point where they would want the spotlight on this so badly? And initially, I'm sitting there thinking, well, how bad was it that he didn't study? On top of the fact you put in the deal, Randy, then they make it public. It was bad all around, but it makes Kyler Murray look like somebody who just doesn't care enough to be great all the time.
I want to stay on Kyler for just a moment, because you touch on some important things there, Nick, when you ask about the why and you ask about the spotlight. And if you're Kyler, why perpetuate this in the news cycle? Even if you do feel slighted, I think the PR 101 is ignore it. Yes. Don't call the press conference. Don't, as the face of the franchise, put yourself up there in front of the cameras where you're not taking questions, by the way. It was football only. He gets out there, has this monologue, a portion of which we're going to play here again just for a moment, but also gets out there and says, no, I won't be asking or answering questions. And no, you can't ask me about my feelings about this, because he's just out there making his feelings known. So you asked the why, and that's an important question. Kyler was asked, hey, why did you feel the need to address this and keep it in the news cycle? Here's what he said.
And I don't do this often. I don't talk about myself, but today I feel like I have to. And so I'm going to list the accolades. You know, to go 43-0 in high school in Texas. Some are going to say, oh, it's high school. That's cool. But nobody else has done it. Go to college, win the Heisman, get drafted number one overall to the NFL, get drafted number nine overall to MLB. Again, no one's ever done it. There's multiple different ways to watch film. And, you know, of course, we all watch film. Let's not that doesn't need to be questioned. But it's, again, I refuse to let my work ethic, my preparation be in question. You know, I've put an incomprehensible amount of time and blood, sweat, tears, and work into what I do, whether it's football or baseball. You know, people can't even comprehend the amount of time that it takes to do two sports at a high level in college, you know, let alone do it, you know, be the first person to do it ever at my size. It's, like I said, this is it's funny, but I, you know, to those of you out there that believe that I'd be standing here today in front of y'all without having a work ethic and without preparing, I'm honored that you think that, but it doesn't exist. It's not possible. It's not possible.
Hey, he's not wrong. Again, that's Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray addressing the leak, and that's what it is. Details of his contract leaked. And not flattering for Kyler Murray this week, showing that he has to commit himself to 4 hours of independent film study, and that he can't browse the internet or play video games. And that's written into his contract, a $230.5 million contract. I can't think that there is an element of this that could be generational in terms of, you know, obviously, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have this written into his deal. Aaron Rodgers probably doesn't play video games as much. I mean, listen, Kyler Murray, Nick, I don't know if you're on Twitch at all, but Kyler Murray's on Twitch a ton. He's got a following. He's got a community. He's involved in esports. Like that, I don't blame Kyler Murray for that. Maybe it's a third sport he's good at. I understand it. But someone, if it's the Bidwell family, somebody in Arizona felt like there was enough of a concern, or at least the threat of a concern, to be able to necessitate writing this into the deal. And that's the underlying issue.
Well, Randy, even listening to Kyler just there, what's interesting to me is he keeps saying it's funny, except he doesn't sound like a guy who's laughing. He sounds like a guy who saw all the online commentary. And it wasn't just online. It was on the radio and TV, too, all over the place, going, does Kyler Murray really want it? And I know what he has accomplished in high school and college, and that is really impressive. I don't know really what he's accomplished in the NFL, though, to this point where everybody's saying, oh, well, he got paid, but what has he really done? And that's what he needs to prove. I think that ties into all of the discussion here, because if Kyler Murray had gone and won a Super Bowl in his first couple of years and had just set the league on fire and been this dominating force in the postseason, people would sit there and go, all right, do whatever you want, Kyler. You want to watch video game, play video games and be on Twitch and do all that all the time while you're looking at the playbook? Cool. But they didn't do that, and they got crushed by the Rams in that playoff game. So part of this is Kyler Murray having to prove to the rest of the world that he can produce at the highest level. And I think that's why there was so much backlash on top of the fact that we found out about this addendum in the deal. But again, you hit it right on the head. If you're Kyler Murray, you are really upset at whoever leaked that, and somebody did, and somebody wanted it out there so that we would talk about it and it would be an issue until he shows us otherwise.
It's Nick Friedell and Randy Scott in for the guys. Canty and Carlin is presented by Progressive Insurance, a triple threat of protection with home, auto, and more. Visit Progressive.com. And I'm sitting here, Nick, and I'm trying to figure out if someone were to write this into my, you know, ESPN contract, you know, like what is the problematic thing for Randy that we're going to write in to his next deal? And it's probably something caffeine related. It's, you know what I mean? It's probably, you know, Mr. Scott is required to drink one 30-ounce cold brew per show in order to maintain levels of consciousness. And you know what I mean? It's probably something like that. I don't know that, I'm trying to think if you're being, that could be something we want people to call in at 888-STATE-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you had a contract for your job, and maybe you do, what's the one thing that if you're being honest with yourself, your employer, your boss, whomever, person who signed your checks would be like, I'm going to go ahead and guard Nick from himself. I'm going to guard Randy from himself, or, you know, Mary J, whatever your name is. I'm going to guard them from themselves. You know, stay away from the vending machine because you get a little nappy in the afternoon. You get a little lean toward naps. I don't know. But I just think, so when I say part of it's generational, I think that's one thing. I also, I think we can't ignore this, Nick. We can't ignore the old, antiquated, out-of-touch, baseless trope that follows quarterbacks of color, where mm-hmm. their preparation is called into question far more than white quarterbacks. And I'm not saying that's the case this time around, but what I am saying is the first notable this-generation quarterback, because he's not the only one who plays video games. You can't tell me Justin Herbert doesn't play video games. You can't tell me Joe Burrow doesn't play video games. I'm wondering if this is the beginning of a trend for this generation of quarterback, because otherwise, unfortunately, it does fall under this umbrella. And again, I'm not accusing the Cardinals of anything, but that is a stereotype for quarterbacks of color, a baseless, offensive stereotype. And now it's written into the contract of a bright, young, talented quarterback of color.
Randy, you're right. And that's why if you're Kyler Murray, again, you go back to, doesn't the organization have my back? And that, on top of the topic about quarterbacks of color that you bring up, which is something that we may see over the next few years, depending on how these deals come out. But that, to me, is really at the core of this conversation, because as Murray signs this deal, he's committing to, I'm going to be the face of this team for a long time to come, and I want to win with this team. But in the next breath, you're thinking, why in the world does this team not protect me at all costs? So there are a lot of different layers to this, and I think that part is very important. But I just keep coming back to, in all pro sports, there has to be trust between star and organization. And when that trust isn't there, or it's broken, especially at the start of this type of contract, that is not something that you want to see when you have this talented of a quarterback, this young, who has all these different years ahead of him of promise.
That's it. Protection goes both ways, on and off the field. You're 100. You are absolutely right. Nick Friedell, Randy Scott, and for the guys, Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. That's the big news from the NFL today. There's also sneaky big news And it's really of an unfortunate variety surrounding one Super Bowl contender here and how it could impact a future Hall of Famer. We'll get into that after I tell you about this from Indeed. If the July heat is making you sweat your staffing situation, then visit Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution is the number one source for hires in the U.S., according to Talent Nest. When you sponsor a job, you'll get matched instantly with candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your job description. And you can even earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits when you conduct virtual interviews on the website. Terms and conditions apply. Get started at Indeed.com/credit.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Carlin, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Nick Friedell, Randy Scott in for the guys, and we're going to explore the space here. We're going to go non-sports, but a similar competition. There was a tier maker, T-I-E-R maker, I guess it was a photo collage, a ranking system that was put online, Nick. I don't know if you saw it, but it was basically a hand-to-hand fight. Animals that you could fight in 1v1 contact, no weapons, and the tiers were my lunch, as in you would just stomp them, whoop them decent, as in, like, you know, it'd be a fight, but you'd win handedly. A fair fight, then whoop me decent, and then would murder me swiftly. I don't agree with the tiers. I think that's a little skewed. He's got a great white shark in just the whoop me decent category. He's got a wolf in there. But
what?
But he also has a giraffe in the would whoop me decent thing. You just take out a giraffe's legs, you're fine. You make it a fair fight. It becomes a manatee out of water if you take out a giraffe's legs. So the question to you, Nick, is what is the largest animal that you feel like you could beat in a fight? Again, 1v1, no weapons. You're just sort of on your way out to the car in the morning for work, and you just get jumped by an animal and fighting for your life.
Well, you're talking to a Florida boy here, so I feel like I would have a chance against an alligator because I've seen them walking around, and you don't want to mess with them. But if it was a one-on-one situation, I think I could find my way there.
Okay. If we have a losing sound effect from a game show, we could just fire it right now. There's no way, dude. And I'm just saying it because I'm not saying it because your mom's listening, but an alligator is very much in the would murder me swiftly category. And it is,
come on,
appropriately. I'm not messing with anything that could drag me to water. No chance, because that's instant away game and it's over. Over. I say, okay.
Mister, I don't want to mess with an alligator. Where are you going here?
Okay, I said a raccoon. That's always my answer.
Come on!
I did. And people tell me I'm wrong, and people like Ryan Clark, you can't play this game with anybody from like Louisiana, because Louisiana is just a different place in terms of interaction with wild animals, because Ryan Clark knew not one, but like a handful of people who have tangled with a raccoon based on where he grew up, and he's like, listen, man, you don't want that. That is not anything you want. They have claws. They jump. They're smart. They coordinate attacks, whatever it is. And he goes, you might survive. What was it? He goes, first of all, you might survive the initial fight, but you'll die from infection down the road. He goes, or you'll live. And they look me dead in the eye. It was dead serious. He goes, but that ain't a life worth living.
That sounds like
chilling.
The raccoon comparisons between a couple of my ex-girlfriends are probably spot on for a few things there. But man, I don't want to mess with a raccoon now.
Yeah, you'll survive, Nick Friedell, but it's not a life. It's not a life worth living. We're going to get back to actual sports and actual competition. This Jason Tatum story is tremendous. Nick Friedell, Randy Scott, Canteen Carlin continues now. Canteen Carlin on ESPN Radio. Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, your smart speakers. Nick, if you hear this, do you think of Little Penny?
Hell yes. all I want to say right now is, you know how many times in my life that this song has come on and I have screamed out damn near every word, and then at the end, Blackstreet Productions, we out!
We out! Oh, the first part is... the first part was always a challenge, because the main song was always played on the radio in D.C., like Z104, 95.5, WPGC, whatever it was. But you had to buy the CD single. You had to go to Tower Records or, you know, where else would
Sam
I
Sam Goody.
Sam Goody, Kemp Mill, The Wall. The Wall was something. Record Town. You had to go there to get the single, and then you could hear the verse in the beginning that was, you know, flying first class from New York City to Black, like that one. You had to get that, which I'm going to stop doing it. I hear you all tell me not to, to do that. The number's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. In honor of the Kyler Murray video game contract stipulation, we were asking, like, listen, if you're being honest, if you have a contract at your job, contract in your marriage, contract in your family, if you're being honest with yourself, what's something that your job, your family, your spouse would write into a contract with you to protect you from yourself and make sure you maximize your own performance? For me, I said that I'd probably have to mandate some caffeine intake on SportsCenter AM. I don't know. For Nick, maybe it's, what did you say, Evan? Just like 10?
Well, Nick would have a stipulation of the number of Kyrie Irving vaccination stories he'd have to write. It'd be like 10 a month.
We're going to cap it. Yeah.
At least.
No. It would be a quota he'd have to hit.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd have to get 10.
Yes, yeah, it'd be a
I'd
minimum.
I'd have to hit at least 10.
I thought it was a Kyler Murray thing. Like, you got to, okay, no, so Kyler has to get to at least four hours of video study, tape study, film study. You're saying that Nick would have to have 10 Kyler Murray, Kyrie articles. Man, would your head explode if you had to do that 10 times?
10? Come on now, Mr. Scott. It happened more than 10 times.
Oh my God.
I was hitting my quota throughout the year. Let's just say that. But as far as a contract stipulation, what popped into my head was Mr. Friedel would not be allowed to cover a game where there was an NFL or college football game on the television anywhere near him. So if I saw it, I would have to turn it off because what happens at a lot of these games, especially from October to early January, is there's always a football game lingering on somebody's computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, having watched some bad NBA regular season games in my time, there's more than one person on press row that's got a wandering eye, let's say. And, you know, maybe somebody's in the stands and you're like, oh, you know, she's interesting looking. But more often than not, if you walk through most of these press rows all across the country, you would see a lot of writers watching some football when they get an extra second now. So that would be mine.
That'd be yours. Okay. All right. So I wanted to get into story time with Uncle Nick here. Story time with Nick Friedel. You were at a movie premiere. It was, and it looks like a heck of a movie. Is it a documentary? It is, right? The Point God?
Point Gods. It's NYC Point Gods,
yeah,
from Showtime.
Okay. So that is, I think Mark Jackson is a producer on the project. He's in the project, to be sure. But, like, you name it, man. We're talking streetball legends. We're talking NBA legends. Stephon Marbury, Sebastian Telfair. Anybody who played point guard in the five boroughs is at a high level, is at least referenced, if not revered, in this movie. But it's brought out some hoopheads, and current NBA stars. So you were at an event where Kevin Durant was there and Jason Tatum was there.
The premiere was the other night in New York City. And a lot of the stars from New York City, Randy, were in there, not only in the documentary, but you mentioned Mark Jackson, Rod Strickland, God Sham God, just a lot of old school, unbelievable talents. But one of the people who shows up on this red carpet right before the premiere starts is Jason Tatum, the star of the Boston Celtics. And Tatum gets there, and I don't think he realized that he would have to do at least a little bit of media. And so he gets there, and he's kind of like, oh, we're like, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, well, I'm a basketball fan first, and I heard about this, and he and KD have a relationship based on their time together for Team USA in the Olympics, and he was there to support the project. And so the conversation turns, and it's like, hey, Jason, what do you think about playing with KD? And the quote is, he said, I played with KD in the Olympics, and obviously he's a great player, but that's not my decision. I love our team. I love the guys that we got. And he went on to add a little bit later, we got two new pieces in Malcolm Brogdon and Danilo Gallinari. I like where we're at. Well, Randy, on top of the fact that he said what he had to say as the franchise star of the Celtics, what cracked me up standing there listening to this is some woman in the middle of it goes, hey, Jason, how has your life changed since you won a championship?
Oh, no.
And everybody was like, oh, no. And you could see the look on his face like, is this happening right now?
Oh,
so it was, It was quite the affair the other night, but everybody should check out that documentary because it's legit.
Oh, okay, the documentary will be great. Here's to fewer cringeworthy Jason Tatum interviews moving forward. Chris Canty, join us when we come back. All things NFL and the Kyler Murray situation on ESPN Radio. Carlin, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Nick Friedell, Randy Scott in for the guys. And we're going to explore the space here. We're going to go non-sports, but a similar competition. There was a tier maker, T-I-E-R maker, I guess it was a photo collage, a ranking system that was put online, Nick. I don't know if you saw, but it was basically a hand-to-hand fight. Animals that you could fight in 1v1 contact, no weapons. And the tiers were my lunch, as in you would just stomp them. Whoop them decent, as in, like, you know, it'd be a fight, but you'd win handedly. A fair fight, then whoop me decent, and then would murder me swiftly. I don't agree with the tiers. I think that's a little skewed. He's got a great white shark in just the whoop me decent category. He's got a wolf in there. But
what?
But he also has a giraffe in the would whoop me decent thing. You just take out a giraffe's legs, you're fine. You make it a fair fight. It becomes a manatee out of water if you take out a giraffe's legs. So the question to you, Nick, is what is the largest animal that you feel like you could beat in a fight? Again, 1v1, no weapons. You're just sort of on your way out to the car in the morning for work, and you just get jumped by an animal and fighting for your life.
Well, you're talking to a Florida boy here, so I feel like I would have a chance against an alligator because I've seen them walking around, and you don't want to mess with them. But if it was a one-on-one situation, I think I could find my way there.
Okay. If we have a losing sound effect from a game show, we could just fire it right now. There's no way, dude. And I'm just saying it because I'm not saying it because your mom's listening, but an alligator is very much in the would murder me swiftly category. And it is,
come on,
appropriately. I'm not messing with anything that could drag me to water. No chance, because that's instant away game and it's over. Over. I say, okay.
Mister, I don't want to mess with an alligator. Where are you going here?
Okay, I said a raccoon. That's always my answer.
Come on!
I did. And people tell me I'm wrong. And people like Ryan Clark, you can't play this game with anybody from like Louisiana, because Louisiana is just a different place in terms of interaction with wild animals. Because Ryan Clark knew not one, but like a handful of people who have tangled with a raccoon based on where he grew up. And he's like, listen, man, you don't want that. That is not anything you want. They have claws. They jump. They're smart. They coordinate attacks, whatever it is. And he goes, you might survive. What was it? He goes, first of all, you might survive the initial fight, but you'll die from infection down the road. He goes, or you'll live. And they look me dead in the eye. It was dead serious. He goes, but that ain't a life worth living.
That sounds like
chilling.
The raccoon comparisons between a couple of my ex-girlfriends are probably spot on for a few things there. But man, I don't want to mess with a raccoon now.
Yeah, you'll survive, Nick Friedell, but it's not a life. It's not a life worth living. We're going to get back to actual sports and actual competition. This Jason Tatum story is tremendous. Nick Friedell, Randy Scott, Canty and Carlin continues now. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, your smart speakers. Nick, if you hear this, do you think of Little Penny?
Hell yes. all I want to say right now is, you know how many times in my life that this song has come on and I have screamed out damn near every word, and then at the end, Blackstreet Productions, we out!
We out! Oh, the first part is... the first part was always a challenge because the main song was always played on the radio in D.C., like Z104, 95.5, WPGC, whatever it was. But you had to buy the CD single. You had to go to Tower Records or, you know, where else would
Sam
I
Sam Goody.
Sam Goody, Kemp Mill, The Wall. The Wall was something. Record Town. You had to go there to get the single, and then you could hear the verse in the beginning that was, you know, flying first class from New York City to Black. Like that one, you had to get that, which I'm going to stop doing it. I hear you all tell me not to do that. The number's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. In honor of the Kyler Murray video game contract stipulation, we were asking, like, listen, if you're being honest, if you have a contract at your job, contract in your marriage, contract in your family, if you're being honest with yourself, what's something that your job, your family, your spouse would write into a contract with you to protect you from yourself and make sure you maximize your own performance? For me, I said that I'd probably have to mandate some caffeine intake on SportsCenter AM. I don't know. For Nick, Maybe it's, what did you say, Evan? Just like 10?
Well, Nick would have a stipulation of the number of Kyrie Irving vaccination stories he'd have to write. It'd be like 10 a month.
We're going to cap it.
At least.
No. It would be a quota he'd have to hit.
Yeah.
He'd have to get 10.
Yes, yeah, it'd be a
I'd
minimum.
I'd have to hit at least 10.
I thought it was a Kyler Murray thing. Like, you got to, okay, no, so Kyler has to get to at least four hours of video study, tape study, film study. You're saying that Nick would have to have 10 Kyler Murray, Kyrie articles. Man, would your head explode if you had to do that 10 times?
10? Come on now, Mr. Scott. It happened more than 10 times.
Oh my God.
I was hitting my quota throughout the year. Let's just say that. But as far as a contract stipulation, what popped into my head was Mr. Friedel would not be allowed to cover a game where there was an NFL or college football game on the television anywhere near him. So if I saw it, I would have to turn it off because what happens at a lot of these games, especially from October to early January, is there's always a football game lingering on somebody's computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, having watched some bad NBA regular season games in my time, there's more than one person on press row that's got a wandering eye, let's say. And, you know, maybe somebody's in the stands and you're like, oh, you know, she's interesting looking. But more often than not, if you walk through most of these press rows all across the country, you would see a lot of writers watching some football when they get an extra second now. So that would be mine.
That'd be yours. Okay. All right. So I wanted to get into story time with Uncle Nick here. Story time with Nick Friedel. You were at a movie premiere. It was, and it looks like a heck of a movie. Is it a documentary? It is, right? The Point God?
Point Gods. It's NYC Point Gods,
yeah,
from Showtime.
Okay. So that is, I think Mark Jackson is a producer on the project. He's in the project, to be sure. But, like, you name it, man. We're talking streetball legends. We're talking NBA legends. Stephon Marbury, Sebastian Telfair. Anybody who played point guard in the five boroughs is at a high level, is it at least referenced, if not revered, in this movie. But it's brought out some hoop heads, and current NBA stars. So you were at an event where Kevin Durant was there and Jason Tatum was there.
The premiere was the other night in New York City. And a lot of the stars from New York City, Randy, were in there, not only in the documentary, but you mentioned Mark Jackson, Rod Strickland, God Sham God, just a lot of old school, unbelievable talents. But one of the people who shows up on this red carpet right before the premiere starts is Jason Tatum, the star of the Boston Celtics. And Tatum gets there, and I don't think he realized that he would have to do at least a little bit of media. And so he gets there, and he's kind of like, oh, we're like, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, well, I'm a basketball fan first, and I heard about this, and he and KD have a relationship based on their time together for Team USA in the Olympics. And he was there to support the project. And so the conversation turns, and it's like, hey, Jason, what do you think about playing with KD? And the quote is, he said, I played with KD in the Olympics, and obviously he's a great player, but that's not my decision. I love our team. I love the guys that we got. And he went on to add a little bit later, we got two new pieces in Malcolm Brogdon and Danilo Gallinari. I like where we're at. Well, Randy, on top of the fact that he said what he had to say as the franchise star of the Celtics, what cracked me up standing there listening to this is some woman in the middle of it goes, hey, Jason, how has your life changed since you won a championship?
Oh, no.
And everybody was like, oh, no. And you could see the look on his face like, is this happening right now? Oh, so God. It was quite the affair the other night. But everybody should check out that documentary because it's legit.
Oh, okay, the documentary will be great. Here's to fewer cringeworthy Jason Tatum interviews moving forward. Chris Canty, join us when we come back. All things NFL and the Kyler Murray situation on ESPN Radio.